through you, along with Dr. Kurt Nelson and the Archdiocese in the office, you're probably the happiest people here to see this.
Yeah.
And I'm just honored that I was received the invitation. Word of thanks to the beautiful choir and musicians and all of those who come to the support. And it is an honor for me to be here. I lived in St. Louis for the past 55 years of my life. Until I was sent down last year to be the Bishop of Springfield, Cape Girardeau. And I said, if you can't live in St. Louis, the next best place to be is Springfield, Cape Girardeau. So, but I am so glad to be here this afternoon to bring our convention to a close. Before I begin with the text, I want to say first off a word of thanks. You can never say thank you enough. Thank you to our Catholic school teachers for all that you do. It is often thankless job. And so anytime we have the opportunity, we should capitalize on it. You do so much for so little, we know that. You do so much with many things against you. Pope John Paul II always talked about the encounter with the culture. The encounter with our culture these days occurs in the classroom. And you are the witnesses to our faith. And so I know I speak on behalf of Bishop Murray and Dr. Nelson and all the bishops of the United States to say thank you for your efforts in Catholic education. I was preparing a talk for a group of women in my diocese, and I came across this little quote from St. John Chrysostom, and I thought, this will be good for this afternoon, so I'm going to read this quote. When we teach our children to be good, to be gentle, to be forgiving, to be generous, to love others, we instill virtue in their souls and reveal the image of God within them. This, then, is our task, to educate both ourselves and our children in godliness. Otherwise, what answer will we have before Christ's judgment seat? To teach someone that they are made in the image and the likeness of God. What we're telling them is that love is what brought them into existence. That love is their identity. That selfishness goes against that identity. That we were born in love and made in love. And as simple as that message sounds, we know there are probably many kids in our classrooms that don't believe that, that don't hear that. And all the more we need to proclaim that message loud and clear. What is the world's greatest need? Well, we can always discuss the various issues that are facing us at any particular time. We could talk about the importance of clean water or food or clothing, shelter, healthcare, all those issues that are currently being debated. But I've said it many times before, and it's an honor to say it, this in front of you. I have come to believe that the greatest need, the greatest social work, not just in the church, but in our society, is education. When I was here up in St. Louis for many years, from 1991 until last year, I would go to the soup kitchen with our seminarians. We would serve them meals for the poor. The church has done a phenomenal work over the past 2,000 years with the corporal works of mercy and in meeting the immediate needs of others. But I'll still say it again. The most important social work, I believe, is education. Because education will address the long-term needs and help others to help themselves. Now, I'm speaking to a bunch of teachers. Some of you are math teachers, I'm sure. And you know the answer to this equation, 2 + 2 = Y'all know, I think we're all gonna teach the same answer, 4. We're gonna try to get our kids to understand how to arrive at 4. Those of you who might teach history, you teach the importance of 1776. I think we all know why that is significant in our country. And we're all going to kind of teach the same things about that date. Those of you who teach foreign language or Spanish, hola means hello, I think. Regardless of what you teach, regardless of your area or your focus of your education, what we do in our Catholic schools, it's a ministry. It's not just about teaching. And if it's going to be a ministry, we must draw our strength from Christ. And if it's going to be a ministry, we need to draw people to Christ. That's what sets us off as different from other schools. Because the other schools are teaching the same stuff as we are. 2 + 2 = 4 in the public school system, I think. 1776 has the same historical significance in the other schools. What's the difference? If you're striving to bring Christ to our students and draw Christ to our students. The importance of having a Catholic identity is a priority for all of our schools. But what does that mean? It's more than putting a crucifix on a wall or a statue in the hallway. A Catholic school teacher must see their work as part of the work of the church, a service to their students. Sharing knowledge, yes, that's important, but also all the more important, sharing their faith. To touch their minds and their hearts and their souls. That's the mission of Catholic education. A well-founded, a well-rounded formation that develops the whole person, the whole student. I spent many years working in our seminary here in St. Louis. They have that four-pronged program of forming our students in intellectual formation, spiritual formation, apostolic formation, human formation, because they wouldn't have formed the whole person. And that's the same thing that we strive to do in our Catholic schools. It's not easy. That means that oftentimes you're a teacher, and you're a judge, and you're a police officer, and you're the jury, you're the counselor, you're the doctor, you're everything, because that's what comes into our classrooms, isn't it? And that's the need that we're trying to meet in the ministry of teaching in our Catholic schools. And through it all, you're not just a teacher. You're a minister of the gospel. You're at the service of the church, serving the students that come to you, trying to address the whole person, bringing to your students and the issues that they have, bringing faith in Jesus Christ. And sometimes you hear teachers lament the fact that, I can't teach, I gotta do all this other stuff, I have to be the counselor, or the police officer, or the judge, or the jury. And sometimes you feel like you even have to be the parent. That's all the dynamic of the classroom. And for a Catholic teacher, that's your ministry. It's never been just about teaching or imparting knowledge. You know that. No, we strive to address the whole person. So I go back to that quote. When we teach our children to be good, to be gentle, to be forgiving, to be generous, to love others, we instill virtue in their souls and reveal the image of God within them. This then is our task. This then is your task, to educate ourselves and our children in the ways of God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.